Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Menachos Daf Tzadi Beis. Don't forget to click on the daf option in order to view a marked daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the daf before the shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. As we turn to the upper part of Daf Tzadi Beis, before learning the Mishnah that appears there, let us take advantage of one of the features of the Gemara marking system, Shas Ozer. The topic headings and structural notes that appear in the outside margin as each new sugya arises. In this case, we have as our nosei the topic and mivneh structural note combined. You see a double underline, and that emphasizes two expressions that you see in the Mishnah: kol korbonas tzibur and kol korbonas yachid. And the issue here will be be'eza korbonas yesh smicha. With regard to which sacrifices is there the process of hand placing on the head of the animal. This is called smicha, the placing of the hands on the animal before it was shechted. So the Mishnah gives us a few rules. The Mishnah, kol korbonos tatzibur. This is in contrast with the expression a little bit later, kol korbonos hayochid. Kol korbonos tatzibur are public sacrifices, ein bohen smicha. With regard to the entire realm of public sacrifices, there is no hand placing, there is no smicha, chutz min hapar habo al kol hamitzvus v'soyer hamishtaleach. Two exceptions according to the first opinion, the Tanakhama, and that is the par ha-helem dover shel tzibur, that's an animal, a cow, that's brought on in the event that the high court, the Sanhedrin, issues an erroneous legal ruling, and the Soreh HaMishtaleach is the goat that is sent out on Yom Kippur to atone for the sins of Israel. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Soyer Avodas Kechavim. So too, there is smicha on a goat that's brought on in the event that there was an erroneous ruling involving idolatry. Kol Korbonos Hayochid Teunin Smicha. All private sacrifices, in contrast with the public sacrifices, do need smicha. Chutz min habchor, amaiser v'pesach, with these three exceptions: the firstborn male animal, a maiser behema, that's 1/10 of any given year's births. Any given year's births of animals are tithed, so 1 out of 10 are brought as a Meiser Behema sacrifice, and the Pesach, the Korban Pesach. These three private sacrifices do not need smicha. V'hayoresh, this is a new halacha as far as the Mishnah is concerned, but it's tied into the issue of smicha, and this is a situation where a person's father passed away, and prior to his passing, the father had dedicated sacrifices, and those sacrifices that are left in the estate, so the yoresh, the heir, is somech, he places his hands on the animal, umevi nesachim, and he provides the accompanying meal and wine offerings, umeimar, and he is capable of doing tamura. Tamura is an act of replicating the sanctity of a given animal. The Gemara opens up with a Tanaic source. You can see that the following several lines are in a frame. In our marking system, we frame off Tanaic sources so as to set them apart from the rest of the Gemara literature. The source, Tanu Rabbanan, kol korbonos hatzibur ein bohen smicha. All public sacrifices do not have smicha, chutz mipar habo al kol hamitzvus, usirev v'riz kechavim, divrei Rabbi Shimon. These two points we explained already in the Mishnah. This Brisa opens up with Rabbi Shimon, as opposed to the way the Mishnah opened up. Rabbi Shimon appeared only as the second opinion, but Rabbi Shimon holds there are two sacrifices, two public sacrifices that need smicha, and they are the par habo, it's just that we call sometimes the par helam dover shatzibor. That's the cow brought in the event that the high court issues an erroneous ruling, and the seire avodas kum, the goat brought on the occasion of idolatry that follows an erroneous court ruling. Rabbi Yehuda omer, seire avodas kechovim ein bohen smicha. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees on with regard to the seire avodas zara, the esmi avi tachtem. So what shall be replace the seire avodas zara? Answer, seir hamishtalech, the goat sent out on Yom Kippur. This, by the way, was the first opinion we saw in the Mishnah. So we can say that the first opinion in the Mishnah was in fact Rabbi Yehuda. You can see in our markings we have a bracketed section. This is a situation where the Gemara interrupts to raise a technical question on what was just said, and after the brackets the Brice itself continues. So that at this point you could see the last speaker was Rabbi Yehuda, and after the brackets Omar lo Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon responds, and we'll then see what he says later. But in the meantime, this Gemara interruption, the Gemara asks, lo sagya dolo ma'ayol, is it absolutely necessary that you have to replace one of the animals with regard to smicha? In other words, Rabbi Yehuda, after pointing out that Sira Vudizora has no smicha, he felt compelled to replace that with another animal that would require smicha. So why does he have to replace it? Let there be just one animal with smicha. That's what this question is. Is it not enough that he doesn't ma'ayol is to bring in another animal to replace it? Omar Ravina. Ravina answers, Gemiri, we have a tradition, shtei smichos betzibor. There are two hand placings with regard to public sacrifices. Therefore, if you eliminate one, if you delete one, so there is a need to account for a second public smicha. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda does when he says the Soyer HaMishtaleach. Omar lo, Rabbi Shimon. Now, Rabbi Shimon responds to Rabbi Yehuda's advancing of the Soyer HaMishtaleach as a smicha recipient, v'halo ein smicha elo b'baylim, v'zeh Aharon u'bonav somchin bo. Rabbi Shimon says, how can you say that the Soyer HaMishtaleach is an example of smicha? First of all, in doing smicha, the owner must do the smicha. The person who is benefiting, we'll say, from the sacrifice. And the Soyer HaMishtaleach was of no benefit to the one who did the smicha. Rabbi Shimon acknowledges that there is a there's an act of smicha done, but it's not the smicha that we are talking about when we talk about the korbanos tzibor. Rabbi Shimon says that the smicha that's done on the Soyer HaMishtaleach was done by Aharon, and Aharon Ubonov, meaning the Kohanim Gedolim of subsequent generations, they did the smicha on the Soyer HaMishtaleach. But Rabbi Shimon says the Soyer HaMishtaleach was a source of kapora for Yisraelim, but not for the Kohanim. So that this is not, we'll call it an act of official smicha. Official smicha is done when the owner or the beneficiary of the korban does the hand placing. And since the Soyer HaMishtaleach, the hand placing was not done by the owner or the beneficiary, it doesn't constitute the smicha that was characteristic of the korbanos tzibor, the two korbanos tzibor that need smicha. Omar lo, Rabbi Yehuda responds on these very terms. He says, "Af ze Aharon ubonav miskaperim bo." In fact, my opinion is, Rabbi Yehuda says, that Aharon and ubonav, meaning the Kohanim, do receive atonement through that animal, so that they are in effect a bailim, an owner or a beneficiary of that korban. Hence, this is an official smicha. What we see here is that there's a basic machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda with regard to who is the beneficiary of the atonement afforded by the Soyer HaMishtaleach, the goat that's sent out on Yom Kippur, sent out to a cliff where it's pushed off and its death serves to atone for the sins of Israel. So according to Rabbi Shimon, the Kohanim are not included in that atonement. The Kohanim have their own atonement, which we will see a bit later. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, says that with regard to the Sor HaMishtaleach, everyone is included in the atonement that it affords. Omar Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Ozdu Litamayu. The Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, that we saw in this source with regard to the smicha on the Sor HaMishtaleach, is that considered the smicha that is of the smicha of a korban sipur? They are consistent in their machlokas here with their opinions elsewhere, which is now going to be featured. Before we go on in the Gemara, let's glance at the nosei, the topic heading we have in the outside margin. We featured here machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Shimon im hakohanim miskaprim b'sor mishtalech. We are talking about a machlokas between these two tanoim. Do the kohanim receive atonement through the Sor HaMishtaleach? The Rabbi Yehuda, kohanim miskaprin bo. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the kohanim do receive kapora through it. And Rabbi Shimon, ein hakohanim miskaprin b'mishtaleach. They do not receive atonement through this particular animal. So, as we said, the machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda with regard to smicha on the Sor HaMishtaleach as counting as one of the Korbonos Sibur that have official smicha. Official smicha is characterized by smicha bebaylin, where the owner or the beneficiary is doing the smicha. They are consistent with what they say in the following source. The Sanya. Before going on in the source, we should take note that this source opens up with a pasuk, Vayikra Tezayin, pasuk Lamed Gimel. It's broken up in the source, each phrase being explained through a drasha. The sections are underlined, the sections of the pasuk that are featured are underlined, but on the inside margin you can see we've included the entire pasuk. And there we've written, V'chiper es mikdash ha-kodesh v'es oyel moyed v'es ha-mizbeach yichaper v'al ha-koinim v'al kol am ha-kohol yichaper. This pasuk appears in the section of the Torah in Parshas Achrimos that deals with the atonement of Yom Kippur. So now let us turn to the source, realizing that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon will appear in this source. We have circled their names to help it stand out, and what we really will focus on is the issue of the Sor HaMishtaleach and who benefits from it. So in the meantime, let's start the source. V'chiper es mikdash hakodesh. Ze lifnei ulifnim. This is a reference to the atonement for any problems of tumah that may have arisen in the Holy of Holies, the lifnei ulifnim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ves oil moed, ze hechal. That's a reference to the atonement for any problems of impurity of tumah that arose in the hechal. Mizbeach kemashmo. The pasuk says v'es hamizbeach. That's as it is, a reference to any tumah that may have affected the altar. Yichaper, elu hu azoros. That's a reference to the azora, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. V'al hakohanim, kemashma'on. The kohanim need atonement. V'al kol am hakohol, elu Yisrael. That's a reference to the Yisraelim receiving atonement for problems of tumah. Yichaper elu halavim. Hushvu kulon lechapora achas. We have to restate just a point for the sake of accuracy. We're about to talk about the Sor HaMishtaleach, so we're not focusing here on issues of impurity. The first part of the pasuk was, and this you can see in the Rashi, that the first part of the pasuk dealing with the Beis HaMikdash and the Heichal and the Azoros is a function of the issues of impurity that arose over there. But the end of this pasuk, where we're talking about the Kohanim and the Am HaKohol and Yechaper Elavim, you'll see this is a reference to a general atonement for other sins. Hushvu kulon lechapora achas shemeskaprin b'sor mishtalech. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This, with our markings, we've emphasized the main point. We've emphasized with a squiggle on the word kulon, means all, everybody. No distinction between Kohanim and the rest of Israel. And we've squiggled on Besor HaMishtaleach, meaning everyone is included in the atonement the Sor HaMishtaleach affords. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon, you'll see, disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says, "Kishem shadam soyer hanase b'fni mechaper al Yisrael al tumas mikdash b'kadosha." Just like for matters of tumah, the blood of the soyer, of the goat whose blood is sprinkled inside the heichal and the holy of holies and the kodesh kodashim, that creates or grants atonement for Yisrael regarding issues of impurity in the context of the Beis HaMikdash and sacrifices. Kach dam hapar mechaper al kohanim al tumas mikdash v'kodashav. The kohanim have their own separate atonement for these matters, and that's through the blood of the cow offering. Ukeshem shevidu'yo vidu'y shel sermishtalech mechaper al Yisrael b'shar averos. And just like the confession recited over the Sur Mishalech on Yom Kippur is a source of atonement for other sins, the rest of the sins we're talking outside the realm of Tumas Mikdash V'Kodashav, the Klal Yisrael has their atonement through the vidui, through the confession made over the Sur Mishalech. Kach vidui shel par mechaper al hakohanim b'shar averos. The Kohanim have their separate kapara with regard to Shar Averos through the vidui, through the confession recited over the cow. Now, with our markings, we've attempted to emphasize the machlokas. Here you see, we've scribbled underlined once again, Sar Mishalech, and the word Yisrael, indicating not everybody, just Yisraelim. This is in contrast with Rabbi Yehuda, who said before, Kulon b'Sar Mishalech. Here we see Rabbi Shimon saying, Yisrael is connected to the Sar Mishalech. The Gemara asks, but Rabbi Shimon Hovade Hushvu, but as far as Rabbi Shimon, how can you say that the Kohanim are separate from Yisrael? But the Torah certainly compares them, and the assumption being compares them all the way to the extent of Kohanim also receiving a Kapora through the Sar Mishalech. So Rabbi Shimon answers, in Hushvu d'bnei kapora ninu, there is a comparison between Yisraelim and Kohanim with regard to the fact that they are both groups that can benefit through atonement, that receive atonement. Niu kol chad v'chad mechaper b'nei nafshei. However, each group receives its atonement through its own means. The Meforshim point out that the next few lines of Gemara, if you look in the Shita Mubetzes, he points out this little section, the next, let's say, six lines approximately, are from the Rabbonan Savoroi. This is a point in time, this is a section textually that was included later than the completion of the Shas by Ravino and Ravashi. And Rashi, on the Ksav Yad, he says that this is an extra piece of Gemara. He doesn't make reference to the Rabbona Savoroi, but he says that this is not really part of the Gemara. Nevertheless, since it's here, this is simply going to go over what we just said. We just pointed out the Machlokas Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda regarding the who receives Kapora through the Sar Mishalech. So the Gemara now explains, and we've circled the names again, Rabbi Yehuda and a few lines later, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, according to Rabbi Yehuda, with regard to the realm of ritual impurity that may have occurred in the Beis HaMikdash or Korbonas, there the Yisraelim and Kohanim are split. Yisrael Mechavidam Sorah Nasavim. The Yisrael receives their atonement through the blood sprinkled of the goat in the inner sanctum, and Kohanim Bepar Shel Aaron. The Kohanim receive their kapora with regard to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav through the cow brought by the Kohen Gadol. However, b'shar averos elu v'elu mechapri v'vidui sor hamashaleach. But with regard to the rest of the corpus of sins, the Israel and the Kohanim are all included in atonement through the confession recited over sor hamashaleach. Rabbi Shimon b'shar averos nami. According to Rabbi Shimon, with regard to other averos here, like in the case of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, they are separate. Kohanim v'vidui de par miskapri, the Kohanim receive their kapora through the vidui over the par. Kedekotoni, as is taught in the following Tanaic source, we should point out that based on what we see in Rashi, that this Tanaic source is coming on the heels of of the mention of the Sur HaMishtalech. So the source opens up with Shitas Rebuta. It says, Echad Yisrael, Ve'echad Kohen, Ve'echad Kohen Mashiach, are all together, they're all included in the atonement of the Sur HaMishtalech. Ma Bein Yisrael Kohanim, Kohen Mashiach, where is there a difference between Yisrael and the Kohanim? And the Kohen Mashiach is the Kohen Godol. Ela, the difference is here. Shadam hapar mechaber al kohanim al tumas mishpat godoshav. Zu divrei Rabbi Yehuda. They are separate with regard to the kapara, the atonement, in the case of tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. There, the kohanim receive their atonement through the par, and the Yisrael will receive their atonement through the so'ir, that's nase b'fnim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, k'shem shadam asor nase b'fnim mechaber Yisrael. Kach dam apar mechaper kohanim, just like the sprinkling of the blood of the goat that's done in the inside, meaning in the kodesh and in the kodesh kadoshim, atones for Israel, and we've said before atones for them within the realm of tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. So too, kach dam apar mechaper kohanim. And again, another breakdown, another differentiation. Kishem shevidui shel serem shalech mechaper al Yisrael, just like the rest of Klal Yisrael has atonement for their other sins through the confession made over the serem shalech, kach vidui shel par mechaper al hakohanim. So to the kohanim have a separate kapora for shar theirs through the vidui recited over the par, and that's Rabbi Shimon l'shitasa. Before we go ahead in the Gemara, let's glance at the topic heading, the Nosei, that we have for this piece. And we've written here on the side, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon b'inyan smicha al so'irei avodah zarah. This is an issue that we've seen before, but here it's discussed again. And the source begins, Tana Rabbanan. Before actually learning the Gemara, just a preview of what's going to happen, the Gemara will raise a stira between two Tanaic sources, and on Omid Beis will resolve it. So the first source begins, Tana Rabbanan, V'samchu ziknei ha'edo es yideim al rosh ha'par. This is a reference to smicha on the par helem davar shel tzibor. Par ton smicha, v'ein sirei avodes kechavim tunin smicha, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda feels that this pasuk works in an exclusionary capacity, whereby the se'irei avodes kechavim are excluded and hence do not need smicha, as contrasted with the par helem davar shel tzibor that the pasuk says does need smicha. Rabbi Shimon Omer, par ton smicha bezikenim, ve'in se'irei avodes kechavim ton smicha bezikenim, elo ba'aharoin. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda and says that the se'irei avodes zarah does need smicha, just that it's not done by the zikenim, rather it's done by the kohen. We've, with the markings, emphasized what's now going to be the key point or key problem, and that is that Rabbi Shimon holds that when it comes to the Sur of Avodah Zarah, the smicha was done by Aaron being an example of a kohen gadol. In the next source, we're going to see Rabbi Shimon again addressing the issue of the smicha of the se'irei avodes kechavim. But here in the next source, and we've used a dashed underline to help see the point, he will tell you, on the second line from the top, that it's smicha is done by the zekanim. That's a contradiction. So now we read the source. V'raminu. Hachai. This is a quote from the Pasuk, and the Rashi quotes the pasuk al rosh ha-soyer ha-chai. This is a reference to the smicha that's done to the soyer ha-mishtaleach. Ha-chai ton smicha v'ein sirev es chavim ton smicha divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This, by the way, is the same presentation of the same halacha of Rabbi Yehuda as we've seen before. It's just interesting to note that the point of miut or exclusion is different than the source before. Before, the idea that sirev es chavim do not require smicha, according to Buddha, was learned from the exclusion derived from the par helem. Here, we are deriving the exclusion of sira avodah zarah from smicha, from the exclusion caused by a pasuk dealing with the sora mishtaleach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, chai ton smicha ba'aharoin. the Sur Achai, the Sur Mishlech, does require smicha, and it's done by Aaron. The Ein Sira Vuduzuchavim Tunin Smicha Aaron El Bezakenim. Sira Vuduzora are receive smicha not by Aaron, but rather by the elders, by the sages, the Tamid Chachomim. If we just to review the problem or the issue is that we can look at the arrow we have included to the immediate right hand side of the Gemara text, pointing to the line where we see Elo Bezekenim. The arrow indicates to look at Omed Aleph. At the lower part of the page, you'll see a corresponding arrow also to the right hand side of the Gemara text, pointing to the line that says Elo Ba'aron, that the smicha of the Sira Avodah Zarah is done by Aaron. Whereas at the top of Omid Beis, he says, not by Aaron, but rather by the Zekanim. Omar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes points out that there's really no basis for raising the contradiction when the first source itself is simply inaccurate. Omar Rav Sheshes v'tizbara d'hach komaisa mitartzosahi, is the first source mitartzosa, meaning accurate or reliable. Ho Omar Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Shimon himself has said smicha bebailin bo'inan. Smicha is accomplished only if the owner does it. The owner or the primary recipient of benefit from it does the smicha. Now, who are the bailim of the Sira Avodah Zarah? It's the zekanim, the sages. They are the ones that brought about the problem. In other words, they issued an inaccurate legal ruling concerning Avodah Zarah, and as a result of that, there was some Avodah Zarah practice. They are responsible for what happened. So, if that be the case, the bailim of the Sira Avodah Zarah would be the Zekanim. So, the first source that appeared at the bottom of Omed Aleph, where Rabbi Shimon says that the smich of the Sira Avodah Zarah are done by Aaron, that doesn't make sense. Ela Toritz Hochi. Rather, let us explain the give and take between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as follows. So we've framed this section because this is the restatement of the source in such a way that it will make sense. So the first source in Omed Aleph started off with Rabbi Yehuda learning from the Pasuk dealing with the Parhelim. Then the Pasuk there had said that the Zikne Eda placed their hands on the head of the par. So the source is now restated. Ha par, par ton smicho, v'ein sirev udiz kechovim tunin smicho divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The par helam requires smicho and not sire avodah zarah. This, by the way, is the same as we saw in the original source. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ha chai ton smicho ba'aroin. The Sura Mishalech, the goat sent away, requires smicha through Aaron and his placing of the hands on its head. The Ein Sira V'Yisuchovim Tunin Smicha Ba'aron Elo B'Zekenim. The Sira Avodah Zarah are smicha is done to them not by Aaron but rather by the Zekenim. And of course, this is in lines with Rabbi Shimon Shita that smicha must be done by the bailim, by the owner or the primary beneficiary of the korban. The Hochi Ko'amar Le Rabbi Shimon the Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara now elaborates on what Rabbi Shimon was trying to say to Rabbi Yehuda. He said as follows: Point one, Siiri Avodas Chachavim Bo'u Smicha. Not like you said that they don't; they do require smicha. The Ishmi Aloch De Lo Bo'u Smicha. And if you heard something to the effect that there is no smicha, then what you must have heard is Be'aron Hu De Shmi Aloch, that through that the smicha is not done by Aaron, but there is smicha, and the Zekanim do the smicha. And a second point, umiuta me hachaihu, and the exclusion of Aaron is derived from the pasuk dealing with the soir hachai. And it's pointed out that it's only so appropriate that when you're dealing with two kinds of goat offerings that you would exclude one through another. In other words, you're staying within the same realm, within like topics. That's the most likely type of exclusion. Instead of going from one realm to another, like Rabbi Yehuda tried to do, learning from a par from par to an exclusion of some unrelated korban, unrelated type animal, a soyer, Rabbi Shimon says, staying within the realm of goat offerings, this kind of goat offering, namely the Sar Mishlech, does need smicha b'aron, and the other kind of goat offering, the seira of Avodah Zarah, don't require smicha through Aharon, but they do through the Zakenim. The Gemara asks, the Rebbe Yehuda, Lama li limitunu mikra? What does Rebbe Yehuda have to activate a pasuk for to exclude? We pointed out the Rebbe Yehuda holds that there is no smicha by the Seirei Avodas Kechavim, and he bases it on a pasuk. V'amar Ravina, but Ravina has taught us, Gemiri, we have an oral tradition, Shtei Smichas Betzibor. Namely, there are only two cases of a public sacrifice needing smicha. And granted that there are two, nothing else is included. And since it was mentioned already that the Par Helem, Dovro Shel Tzibor, and the Sur HaMishaleach are the two that need smicha, Memela, I understand that the Sur Avodah Zarah does not need smicha. So what do I need the pasuk for? The Gemara responds, Girsa bi'alma. Let's glance at Rashi across from here. Girsa bi'alma, klomar, vadai lo tzarech metinu, tfei mikroi. Certainly, you really do not need the psukim to exclude the Sur Avodah Zarah. Ela lahachi hadar metinu. The reason that they were excluded through the pasuk, Mishum girsa bi'alma shetei, lishono rogyo lomar, this will help accustom you to say, shtei smichos v'sivur v'sulo. It will help in remembering that there are only two public smichos. Ukroi asmachta bi'alma, the citation of the posuk is only an asmachta, we'll call it a type of memory device, something to help you remember. But the primary source for the non-smicha of the Seirei Avodah Zarah, that's a function of an oral tradition. Rabbi Shimon, Seirei Avodah Kechavim debaya smicha min olon. We've been learning up till now, as a matter of fact, that Rabbi Shimon holds that the Seirei Avodah Zarah do require smicha. And he pointed out, Rabbi Shimon said the smicha is done by the Zakenim, but where does Rabbi Shimon know that the Seirei Avodah Zarah do get smicha? So the Gemara answers, Nafka lon midesanya. He will learn it, Nafka lei, he, Rabbi Shimon, will learn it from the following, or through the following mechanism. This midesanya, that which is taught in the following Tanaic source. Once again, this source will feature a Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is what we're trying to focus on for right now. So the Pasuk speaks about the Soyer Nosi. This is a goat offering in the case that the king sins. The pasuk says, "V'somach yodoi al rosh ha-soir l'rabois soir nachshon l'smicha divrei Rabbi Yehuda." This pasuk comes to include the soir nachshon is a reference to the korbanos that were brought at the time that the Beis Hamikdash was dedicated, and he brought a goat offering. Nachshon is the name of one of the 12 tribal heads. And the psukim describe the korbanos that they brought in Parshas Naso. So this pasuk from Vayikra is including the Sur Nachshon needing smicha as well. Rabbi Shimon Omer l'rabos Seirei Avodas Kechavim l'smicha. And here you see Rabbi Shimon's source for the goats brought in the event of an erroneous psak concerning idolatry. It's learned from here. Shehoya Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol chatas shenichnas doma lifnim teuna smicha. Rabbi Shimon was known to say that any sin offering whose blood is brought into the Heichal, which is the case of the Yom Kippur chatois and the Parhel and Dovah Shel Tzibor and the Seirei Avodah Zarah. The blood was sprinkled on the parochas inside. So Rabbi Shimon says that any sin offering whose blood comes into the Heichal, that kind of sacrifice needed smicha. Now this is stated to exclude the Sor Nachshon whose blood did not enter the Heichal. The Gemara asks, Lama li Shehoya? What do I gain by this added comment that was found in the source, Shehoyah Rabbi Shimon Omer? We dashed underlined Shehoyah just a line above this, so you can see what this is referring to. The question is, what do I need that extra point for when Rabbi Shimon learned his halacha from Psukim? In other words, Rabbi Shimon learned the Siri of Avodas Kohavim Nitzmicha from the Pasuk in Vayikra. Why does Rabbi Shimon have to offer additional explanation? The Gemara answers, Simona ve'alma. It's just a way to help you remember things. Oftentimes, if you add a reason to something, it makes it easier to remember. But the basic source for the Asir of Vayis Kohavim needing smicha is the Pasuk. The Gemara asks, V'eimo soyer hanase bifnim. Maybe the Pasuk is coming to include for smicha. The soyer hanase bifnim is on Yom Kippur, the goat offering, that's whose blood is brought into the Kodesh HaKodashim. So why don't we say that the Pasuk of by the Soyer Nasi is coming to include the smicha for this, for the Soyer HaNasi Bifnim of Yom Kippur? So the Gemara answers, Dumya the Soyer Nasi, the Mechaper Alveros Mitzvah Yidua. Since the inclusion of another korban needing smicha is derived from the Soyer Nasi, just like the Soyer Nasi is brought as a result of a known sin. If the king had sinned knowingly, inadvertently, but meaning he knew what the sin was, he had of course done the sin b'shogeg, but he knows what the sin was, he brings the Soyer Nasi. So too, whatever else we're going to include something concerning which the sin was known. This is to the exclusion of the Soyer Nasi Bifnim, which atones for matters of Tumah, but it's a situation where a person initially knew that he had encountered Tumah, but forgot, and then entered the Beis HaMikdash, and in the meantime has not rediscovered that he had erred. So this is brought to cover all bases, so to speak. But it's a situation of a mitzvah she'eino yodua, of an offense, of a precept that right now the owner, the person benefiting from the atonement is not aware of having sinned. Therefore, it cannot be. It's a different situation than the case of the Soyer Nasi. The Gemara asks, Ulu Ravina, Diomar Gemiri Shte Smichos Betzibor. According to Ravina, who said that we have a tradition that there are two smichos with regard to public sacrifices, and we know that that's includes the Par Helam and the Seire Avodah Zorah. That's certainly certainly what Rabbi Huda had taught us above. Kroy Lamali, according to Ravina, what's the need for bringing Psukim to for these matters? Let's glance at the Rashi on the first wide line under the Gemara. Ule Ravina Domar Gemiri, the Rabbi Shimon Kome Bayale. We're asking, within Rabbi Shimon, Kivanam Rabbi Shimon Bebailim, since Rabbi Shimon said that smicha must be done by the owner, Ugmiri Shnei Smichos Betzibur, and we also have a tradition that there are two smichos with regard to public sacrifices, Havarei Pshitalon, Tainu Parhel Novashot Tzibur. It's obvious then that it's a reference to the Par Helam, U Sirius Gechovim, Dahani Isnu Bebailim. These are the hand placing is done by the Zakenim in both cases, who are considered the owners. To the exclusion of the Sar Mishtaleach, where the smicha, although it's done by Aaron, he is not the Bailim. The Holy Rabbi Shimon ain Aaron Abon of Miskaprabo. After all, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Aaron and the other Kohanim don't benefit from it. What do I need a posuk to include the Sir Avodas Kechavim for smicha, which is what we had just learned from the Soyer Nasi, where Rabbi Shimon had said L'rabos Sir Avodas Kechavim, when it's obvious that they are the only other candidate of a public sacrifice where the owner is doing the smicha? So hence the Gemara asks, Kroy Lomali, what do I have to cite the Pasuk from the Soyer Nasi for this? And as we saw, we had mentioned inaccurately a little bit earlier Rabbi Yehuda's name. The question is focused on Rabbi Shimon as Ravina sees things. So the Gemara answers, Itzderich Hilchasa v'Itzderich Kroy, I need both elements. And the Gemara now elaborates. You'll notice we have a long answer marking that accompanies this section of Gemara that's indicated by the tuf that's encircled to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text with a descending vertical dashed line. So the Gemara explains, the E mikra, had I had just the posuk, Have amina zivche shame sibor, I would have said that the public shlomim offering needs smicha. Kikashio amasnisin dahach pirka dechol hamenachos bois, in line with the issue that was raised concerning the Mishnah in the perek kol hamenachos bois, Omar Rabbi Shimon shlosha minin teunin shalosh mitzvos. This is a citation from a section in this Masechta that was learned quite a bit earlier, where Rabbi Shimon pointed out that there were three korbanos amongst whom there are three mitzvos that apply. Two apply to each one of those three. And in that discussion, it would follow as to say, Lesi b'kavachomer. We could, through kavachomer logic, come out saying, V'yu zivchei shalmei tzibur tunin smicha mikavachomer. Through kavachomer, it would have come out that the zivchei shalmei tzibur, which is a reference to the kivsei atzeres, the two sheep that are brought on the holiday of Shavuos, that they would, according to the kavachomer logic, require smicha. Ma shalmei yochid shein tunin tenufa chayim tunin smicha chayim. Mind you, private korban shlomim that does not require a waving when it's alive, but does require a smicha when it's alive. The zivchei shalmei tzibur, which do require a waving while they are alive, and certainly it would stand to reason they would require smicha. Therefore, itzderich hilchasa. I need the oral tradition to exclude the zivchei shalmei tzibur. In other words, if I was relying on the posuk where I see by the soyer nasi another animal requires smicha, on with that I would have included the zivchei shalmei tzibur, which through logic in fact should have smicha. Therefore, comes along the halacha l'moshe Sinai, which says only two animals have smicha, and we include the par helem and the sirev udazara, leaving no room for the zivchei shalmei tzibur. Now, the e mehilchasa, had I just had the halacha l'moshe Sinai, lo yadinon he ninu, I wouldn't have known which ones are the two that are of a public nature. Komash malon, therefore I need the posuk, dumya de soyer nasi, de mechaper al averos mitzvah yedua. The limud from the soyer nasi comes to tell me another kind of sacrifice that's like the soyer nasi, that atones for known sins, and that is the soyer avodah zarah. Kol korbanos hayachid tunin smich chutz mibuchor u'maisir u'pesach. Before going on in the Gemara, let's glance at the outside margin where we have a nosei mivneh heading. We feature here some of our markings. We have a double underline with dots in it, and that features the expression korbanoi velo, and three dots indicate that this will change as you scan down the source, korbano and not a bechor and not a meiser and not pesach. These one does place his hands on his private korban, on his korban yochid, but not these examples of korban yochid. These mi'utim are lelamed she'ein smicha bevechor maisu pesach. We also see a triangle around the expression she'achol, and that indicates mahayisi choshev beli hamiut. What would I have thought without the miut? Now turning to the source, Tanu Rabbanan. Korbanoi, there is a hand placing a smicha done on a private korban, the lo habachor, and not on the bechor sacrifice. The bechor is the firstborn male animal of a given cow or given creature. Shiyachol v'halo dinhu. Without the pasuk, I would have said as follows: Umash shlomim she'ein kidushoson meirechem tumin smicha. A shlomim sacrifice which is not holy from birth requires smicha. B'chor shekidushoson meirechem eino din shetone smicha. A firstborn animal who is born holy certainly should require smicha. Talmud Lomar, therefore I need the pasuk that says korbano velo habachor. Korbano is an exclusionary expression excluding the bechor. Similarly, korbano velo meiser. Sheyachol, without the pasuk, I would have thought that meiser does need smicha. Meiser is meiser behema, the tenth of any given year's births of animals. Every tenth animal is brought as a sacrifice. Vahalo dinhu. Logic would have said there should be smicha. Umash shlomim she'ein mekadshin lefnei ma'achreim tunin smicha. A korban shlomim does not create any sanctity on animals before it or after it, and yet the shlomim require smicha. Meiser she mekadish lefanav l'achrov. The meiser behemo, when the animals are sent through a narrow passageway and counted 1, 2, 3, and eventually when you get to number 10, that is sanctified as meiser behemo. There is a situation, though, that the 9th and the 11th animal can become sanctified as well. That's, of course, through some type of error, but nevertheless, the Meiser Behemo has an influence on the animal before and after it. So, since it has this extra holiness to it, Eino Din Shetone Smicha, then certainly it should require a hand placing. Talmud Lomar, Korbono, Velo Meiser. Hence, I need the Pasuk to exclude the Meiser Behemo. Korbono, Velo Pesach. Shiachol, once again, without the pasuk, I would have thought vahalo dinhu uma shlomim she'eno ba'amoid v'have tunin smicha. A korban shlomim which is not obligatory, you're not told get up and bring it, and yet it needs smicha. Pesach shu ba'amoid v'have, Pesach which one is commanded get up and bring it, eino din she'ta'un smicha. Certainly, it should require smicha. Therefore, Talmud Lomar korbanoi v'lo Pesach. The pasuk comes to exclude the Pesach from smicha. The Gemara now raises a question as far as the logic that was concerned. Being that we had logic that led us in one direction, therefore I needed the pasuk to undo the logic. However, if I can point out that the logic has a hole in it, there's a weakness to the logic, then I really wouldn't need the pasuk. So the Gemara asks here, Ikol Mifrach Ma Lishlomim, granted that Shlomim has smicha, but Shekein Tunin Nisachim Utenufas Chosav Hashok. The Korban Shlomim has a requirement of Nisachim, the accompanying meal offering and wine offering that comes with it, and the waving of the Chosav Hashok limbs. And these obligations you don't find by the animals mentioned above. You don't find this by a Pesach, by the Meiser, or by the Bechor. So how can you make a Kal V'chomer using the Shlomim as a jump-off point, considering the Shlomim a weaker type of Korban than these that we excluded, and therefore the logic would have said you should have smicha by these others, being by the weaker shlomim there is smicha, certainly by these other korbanos, when in fact the shlomim has a strength to it that the others don't have. So the Gemara points out, you know something? You're right. Kroy asmachta bi'almo. In fact, there is no basis for making the Kal V'chomer, as we just pointed out, that the shlomim has features that the others don't. The psukim that are cited here are just an asmachto, a type of memory device. Ela kroy lomali. So what's the purpose of the psukim? Well, the psukim do serve to exclude something else from needing smicha. Answer, korbonoi velo korban chavero, that smicha is done by the owner and not by someone else. Korbanoi velo korban oivei kechavim, a Jewish brought sacrifice needs smicha, not a Gentile's sacrifice. Korbanoi l'rabois kol balei korban l'smicha. This halacha indicates that if you have shutfim, a jointly owned korban, then one of the shutfim, one of the owners, can place his hands for the rest of the group. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.